Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ravens lose 32-14 Thursday night. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. Let's go out to the phone lines. We start with Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on the fan.
Hello?
Yeah. Yo.
Hey, what's going on? Good afternoon, hey fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
That was an ugly game on Thanksgiving, man. I almost ruined my Thanksgiving if it wasn't for the Cowboys. that saved it, man.
But, you got two teams near 500.
I know, right? Hey, moving forward, though, like, if Lamar come out in, like this first half against the Steelers game, right, and just playing terribly, like, does John Harbaugh have the you-know-what to pull on me? Like, listen, man, you at 60%, man. Like, we'd rather have 100% Huntley over 60% Lamar Jackson, you know? And, hey, looking back, Huntley did beat the number one seed in the NFC right now,
with
the Bears, right? So, hey.
That's what makes sports fun. Anything can happen on any given Sunday.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know, like I said, like, do you continue to go with Lamar playing like this, or you don't want to hurt Lamar's feelings by benching him? Do you bench a franchise quarterback for playing bad, or what?
If that's the case, then they better make that decision by a Friday afternoon and rule him out on an injury report.
Yeah.
Like
you're not pulling him.
Not in the middle of a game.
No.
Yeah, not in the middle of a game.
410-583-1057. George is in Perry Hall. George, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call. So a couple things on Friday after the loss. Yeah, you know, listening to Cordell and Bruce Cunningham, man. It seems like the opinion of the listening to, you know, what all the broadcasters say, they're feeling that the wheels are starting to come off this team and that it's not inside the locker room, but mostly at Owings Mills. I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And second, as far as Lamar is concerned, he saw certain plays that he had the cape on. He showed some explosiveness, you know, in certain lanes, but was still hesitant. Good thing was, you know, he got rid of the ball when, you know, there weren't plays there. But I just wanted to see what you guys' take is as far as, you know, moving forward. I mean, this division, you know, can possibly see a loser win the thing. Your thoughts on that? Thanks, guys.
Well, appreciate it.
I'm not sure. I was hoping he would stay on. I don't know exactly what he meant by the first thing about it's at the problems at Owings Mill.
I think he means
locker room coach. Issues?
I think he means coaching in front office and not the players on the field was the way I read it.
I think it's everybody. I think it's all of it in its totality. But I think when you see them face teams that have some blue chip players at critical positions, I think it does show that the talent level is not as high at critical positions for the Ravens as people would have you believe. I also think the quarterback's more hurt than we've let on. And yeah, Bone and I were looking at various tiebreakers before the show started. Mm-hmm. And an 8-9 team, even an 8-9 Bengals team, could win this division. If things fall a certain way.
No, it definitely could. But to get back to both you guys said it in your six-pack, that's the thing that was significantly overlooked by everybody heading into the season is the deficiencies that this team had both sides of the ball.
O-line and D-line,
the trenches,
maybe.
In the trenches.
410-583-1057.
Who's having a blue chip season?
Trippy, you're on the fan. Kyle Hamilton, maybe?
No. O-line or D-line?
Oh, nobody.
There you go.
Nobody.
Travis Jones?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Trippy!
Hey, man, I'm trying to cook real quick before y'all hang up on me because I got a lot to say real quick. First of all, should I be a fan? Should it be one of them fake fans saying, oh, it's going to be okay. The team look okay, y'all. We still got a chance. No. I'm tired, man. Every week is the same thing. Fans saying, oh, y'all ain't play nobody. You right. We ain't play nobody, but we don't come up with the schedule. All we got to do is win the game. Here we is as the Baltimore Ravens. We started off slow, right? We started off slow. Hello? 1-5. Started off slow.
1-6.
Won 5 games straight. Here comes Mr. Harbaugh. Did y'all see after we beat the Jets what he say? Who had? Stop saying that. Stop it. You ain't been saying it all year. Now you want to come out who got it better than us. Every time you say that, we lose the next game. I'm tired of it. Now, to the offense. I ain't going to lie. I never saw Lamar play like that since his rookie year.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to speak. I'm not going to speak too much about it because every time you speak about it, you got fans in their feelings. You feel me? Like, that's the problem with these fans. You can't keep saying this and that, and then when things go wrong, you want to blame everybody. That's why I blame the whole team, and y'all ask the question, who do you blame? I blame the coaches. You know why? Because remember, a couple of weeks ago, I keep saying, I feel like these coaches baby the players up. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, Lamar was hurt. They was doing all – they want to do all this coaching. You can see they on the sideline. They coaching. They want to do all this. My job as a fan, all I want to do is hype them up.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all what people saying, what the media saying, this and that. Play your job. And you go out there and lose to a quarterback that ain't playing how many weeks? Come on, man. Then this damn defense. Zach, oh, why you not sending a lot of blitz? I know we ain't got that many fans, Russell, but God damn. Can we do something?
Hey, what'd you think of Lil Jon?
Oh, shout out to Lil Jon, man. He said I was funny, man. Lil Jon was real cool. I took a picture with him and all that.
Oh, nice.
And another thing. It's no shots towards like all these entertainers and all that. But the Ravens need to start doing something because there's a lot of artists that's in Baltimore that would love to perform. That's Ravens fans. You got to start doing more stuff for the people. Maybe we might bring more fans out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let me say something about my man Todd because Todd, my guy.
Yeah.
Hey, any other time Todd come holler at me, he ain't holler at me. He knew I was upset.
Yeah.
But, see, if he would have talked to me, maybe I would have gave him a nice prep talk because I didn't need no Derrick Henry only got the ball 10 times.
Yeah.
Hello? 10 times. So listen to me, Todd Monken, because every time I talk about your offense, you said you ain't following me back on Twitter till I stop critiquing your offense. I'm not critiquing your offense. It's just certain things that I see out there that could be better. Did y'all watch the Bills versus Steelers game yesterday? Look how they had both of them running backs out there. We should have Doug Henry and Keaton Mitchell out there at the same time. Even put Patrick Ricard at a tight end and start dialing it up. Every time we in that red zone, I don't care. When we in the 20-yard line in the red zone, Patrick Ricard should be on that field every time. And let me tell y'all something, Ravens. Y'all better not lose to the Steelers Sunday. Y'all better not lose. I guarantee somebody going to be in trouble, man. Hey, y'all have a great day.
Appreciate
man.
It, Hey.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it didn't take a breath.
Enough said.
410-583-1057. We got a bunch of people on hold, so we're going to ride with the calls. 410-583-1057. Your thoughts on the Ravens Thursday, and what about this Sunday? We'll take your calls next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're on the Fan. Ravens lose to the Bengals 32-14 Thanksgiving night. They face the Steelers, who were equally pathetic yesterday, losing to the Buffalo Bills 26-7. So we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Some people have been holding patiently, so let's get back out to the phone lines and go to Johnny in Baltimore. Johnny, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. I want to thank you for all the information. I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
And appreciate it. This is a couple things, if I could.
Yeah.
And it just really bothers me because I think it's been said more than once. Just Lamar looks so off, and like there's something wrong there. And I think you guys have emphasized that. I don't know what it is, his throwing, his accuracy or whatever it is, or his mind's into something else. That has really bothered me because you said it. He's had a touchdown in the past three games, and rushing or passing. And that really bothers me, and I don't know what it is. And back to our defense. Our defense is out there twice as long as the offense. They stuffed them the first game, the first half, that is. They literally stuffed them because they only got field goals. They were exhausted in the second half, so they're going to get touchdowns. So, how, you know, my question is this, guys, and again, I appreciate all the information. You're great. But how are we going to fix this? How are we going to find ways with our offense? And how are we going to make sure our defense isn't out there all the time? Thank you so much.
The way you fix it is you hope you play mediocre to bad teams with bad quarterbacks as much as possible. He touched on something there, though, that we haven't gotten to in the show, and I had planned to get to it later. But, like, for me, one of the most, like, sort of insipid things that grated on me out of that game was the three and out to start the second half. Like, you want to keep starting games like trash. And you know Burrow's going to get better in the second in the second half. And you've got to recalibrate and sort of put something, send some different vibes out into the ethos or into the stratosphere. Like, for them to come out and lay an egg offensively to start the second half, like I was like, that's when I'm like, they're cooked. Like, Bengals money line's coming home. Like, this this was their chance to figure some things out at halftime. And the way they started the second half, I just was like, this, all this is in their heads now, and they're not going to take advantage of a really bad defense.
Well, it just seemed like at some point the dam was going to break defensively for the Ravens. You can't keep that offense with that much talent down all game long. And they did a heck of a job in the first half, really bowling up in the red zone. But to expect that through four quarters, not realistic.
410-583-1057. Mike's in Middle River. Mike, you're on the Fan.
What's up, guys?
Yo.
All right. Hey, look, I remember a time it happened. It was a guy, the Ravens didn't score. Like, they didn't score a touchdown for like 5 weeks or 6 weeks, something like that, 1 year. Well, you remember that year?
Well, yeah, they had arguably the greatest defense in the history of the NFL.
I didn't ask you about the defense. I'm talking about the offense, Jason. Come on, man. I know you want to stay. You know, I'm asking about Lamar. I'm going to come. Our focus is offense.
Well, I'm talking about
Lamar.
The team. Yeah, you asked if I remember the team. I remember the team. They won a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer and the greatest defense in NFL history. I remember the team well.
I got you. Okay, you remember that. All right. How about that time when Joe Flacco was laying flat on his face before they played Denver and they lost here? He threw a pick six and his Baltimore son that said they were done. That was another one. That was what, 2012, Jason? And they won the Super Bowl. Did they have Ray Lewis? They had Ray Lewis with that machine on his arm and he was the deer antlers floor.
Deer antlers play.
Because all I'm saying is
you deer antlers play.
Deer antlers play. Lamar is hurt. He's hurt. My guy just now talked about, and what, you know what, my guy said, the one that says hello, the one
Trippy,
that
Trippy.
Trippy just said perfect. That was perfect. You see with Buffalo, how Buffalo won Sunday? That's how the Ravens. Lamar is hurt.
He's
hurt. Trying to do with Lamar. I know, like Jason said, like, you know, Joe Burrow was going to eventually come on. Well, Lamar, too, if he's not hurt. Think about this. Did Lamar throw a touchdown to Likely when he fumbled? No, that wasn't a touchdown. Did he push off? No, that was Zay Flowers. Last week, when he threw a touchdown pass to
Andrews,
to right in his chest, in the end zone. He fell down and dropped the ball. So that's a touchdown. All I'm saying is, somebody else.
Nobody's talked more about his injuries than us. Yeah. Trust me. Like, I'm the one who said 2 weeks ago, he's hurt. Yeah. He's kind of broken. They either have dudes start making plays for him or they're going to piss their season away. Like, that's how I opened last week's show and 2 weeks before that. Yeah. Like, I said, mea culpa. I believed him when he said he was 100% going to the Dolphins game. I watched the Dolphins game. I rewatched the Dolphins game. He's nowhere near 100%. He's gotten hurt since then. Two new injuries have appeared since then. He's not right. He's not right mentally. He's not right physically. He's not right fundamentally because he's overcompensating for a knee, a hamstring, a toe, an ankle. And that's what we know.
410-583-1057. Warren is in Owings
Mills. He needs deer antler spray.
Oh, yes, he does. Warren, you're on the Fan.
That's a lot.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Clearly, the fan base is restless because it was real hard getting in this afternoon. A couple quick points. I'm not going to focus really on Lamar because, you know, we've said it many times. He clearly is not himself. He had one touchdown pass in the entire month of December. Yes, he had several passes that were dropped that should have been touchdowns. He really only had four accurate throws this past game. But I want to talk a little bit about the defense. And, Jason, I agree with you about virtually everything you say, and I agree with your assessment of the defense. But one thing people really need to keep in mind, and I think one of the prior callers just touched on it, they were on the field for 83 snaps.
Yeah.
At the half, it was 20 minutes and a few seconds of possession for the Bengals and 10 minutes and a few seconds for the Ravens. In the third quarter, they were up by 15 minutes of possession. At the end of the game, the Ravens defense was on the field 17 minutes and 30 seconds longer than the Bengals. That's got to be close to an NFL record. I've been watching football for over 60 years, and I can't remember too many disparities like that. So you're not going to win. The defense is clearly worn down. And it brings me to my last point, and we've talked about this before. Monken's play calling is atrocious. It is a disgrace. This harkens back to 3 years ago in his first year in the AFC Championship game when they ran the ball 11 times after Buffalo the week before had gashed Kansas City for 180 yards. You got to mix in some runs there to give the defense a little bit of rest. Luckily for Monken, I'm not on social media because he would be hitting back at me even more than he hits back at Trippy if I were on social media because I'm disgusted with his play calling.
Appreciate the call.
Look, again, I mentioned it. They start the second half, three plays, 6 yards, punt.
Uh-huh.
That was your chance to turn the tide and help your defense and establish. Like, that series, again, I thought was insipid. It turned my stomach in real time, but it helped my wallet because that's when I knew.
Well, if you are looking for a game in which the
that's when I knew all six bets I put out on one a bet that were all plus money on that game, well, except for +7.5 Cincinnati, we're going to hit.
If you wanted to find a game with a bigger disparity in time of possession, the Bills had the ball for 42 minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
42 minutes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But part of it also is you couldn't get Joe Burrow off the field on third down in the second half.
Yeah, it's 5 for 5.
And he couldn't do anything on third down in the first half, which is why he had more incompletions than completions in the first half. 15 completions, 17 incompletions. 35 dropbacks. 34 dropbacks. Yeah. You put him on his ass once.
Larry's in Baltimore. Larry, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yo.
Hey, look. Excuses are like buttholes. Everybody got one. They all stink.
Bone had two
Check
for
this
a while.
Out.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. That's a fact.
Check this out, right? Who is the rah-rah guy for the Ravens? They never seem like they're excited about anything.
Yes, I hear you. No, there's not a hype man. They don't. The energy to start these games feels very listless to me.
Yeah, they just walk out there and go through the motion.
I don't like the body language. I don't like the vibes. I'm with you.
They had no fire. They got no fire.
No, I'm with you. They need to bring Hottie and Pernell McPhee back
break
down the huddle and get them fired up.
Yeah.
It's too late. I could have got Hottie at the deadline, maybe.
They could have. Tell you what, that Draymond Jones got a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to try his ass off.
Yeah, he will. He's a try-hard guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a playoff pass rusher.
By the way, for what it's worth, Harbaugh said that he thinks our Darius Washington and Tavius Robinson will be on the practice field this week. So, some good news for the defense, though. I don't know. How many are we going to play? Four safeties? I don't know what they're going to do with our Darius Washington. Alas, coming up next, Northern Exposure. And you thought the Ravens game was bad Thursday night. Did you watch Steelers-Bills yesterday? We'll recap next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.